Ken Gatos, a KTAR News special. Continuing coverage of Arizona's immigration crisis.
Today is Wednesday, and that means Brewer time. We get to talk to the former governor of Arizona, Mac and Gatos political insider, Jan Brewer. Governor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. You know, all this week, KTAR News has been running this special series. It's called Arizona's Immigration Crisis. It's just been incredible to walk through what is actually happening at the border with Central Americans. So, Governor Brewer, let's start there.
Wow.
Yuma has declared a state of emergency, and it's over the influx of migrants. You know, shelters hit their capacity. The mayor of Yuma says we can't deal with this. How does declaring a state of emergency help Yuma?
Well, hopefully they'll get some reaction in regards to some money so that they can enhance their facilities, because they don't have the shelters to hold these people, along with the Border Patrol, and they can't shelter them either.
Yeah.
We do not have the facilities. We've got a massive trend going on bringing these people, and the law says that they will not be released if they're coming in, and that they will be held if they use the credible fear, asylum, if you will, that they are to be detained and that they're ineligible for bond. Our AG now is going to enforce that law. He's going to crack down on the catch and release. That means that these people are all going to be detained.
Yep.
And if we don't have the facilities for it, well, then they're going to be roaming around all these communities.
Governor, you're right. The United States Attorney General did come down with that today. But the only people who will be detained from Central America are those without children. They will be detained until their court date. But if you have a child, you can't be detained past 20 days. And most people are coming in with children. So I'm not sure if the Attorney General has made a dent in this problem. Does that make sense?
Well, I think there's a lot of them that are coming in without children. We know that they're using these children and passing them along and passing them back and forth across the border to say that they are families. I don't know, but I think that our Attorney General Barr is going to really crack down. He's going to really start enforcing this stuff because...
But you can't put everybody there. There's not enough places to hold people. They can't hold everybody. There's just no way. So I don't think his plan is going to work. There'll be thousands of people in these shelters. And they're not thousands of places for them to stay.
Well, it's not going to go into effect for 90 days because he's got to give a Department of Homeland Security time to plan for the additional detention and the parole decisions. But we've got a mess on our hands. And I think President Trump was absolutely right when he says, well, we'll just send them to those sanctuary states, you know, send them to New Mexico and send them to California, but keep them the hell out of Arizona.
Well, okay.
Holy cow.
Wow, that was former governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, and Mac and Gatos political insider.
I need a moment.
And also a feisty today.
Was that a curse word,
no.
Governor? Did you curse?
No.
There's heaven and there's hell.
That's true.
That is right.
I don't curse.
No,
I don't curse, but it is strong language.
Okay.
But the bottom line is if New Mexico wants to declare themselves as a sanctuary state and if California wants to do that, fine. But I'll tell you, Texas and Arizona want our borders secured. Mayor Nichols down in Yuma did exactly the right thing. I'm sure he'll send that executive order to the governor with the great expectations that the governor will forward it to the president of the United States. And hopefully there's some type of emergency dollars that the federal government can send our way so that we can house these people and detain them.
Former governor of Arizona, Mac and Gatos political insider. She joins us every Wednesday, feisty or not, Jan Brewer. Governor.
And you know what else is upsetting? They're coming in through Lukesville, above Lukesville. They're coming through our Oregon Pipe National Forest down there. So beautiful and wonderful. We had that problem once before. And they decimate the monuments down there, the cactuses and the landscape. And it is walked through like they own the place.
That's pretty bad. But experts and policy wonks are saying that this is going to get worse. when you were governor, it was usually they have tried to avoid or evade the Border Patrol, right? Now they're looking for the Border Patrol. They say, I want to claim asylum, or they say it in Spanish. I mean, it's totally different now than when you were dealing with it. Should we just declare a state of emergency for the whole state?
Yes, we should. But that's not totally true, because now we're seeing these caravans break apart. They just want into our country so they can get lost. But if they get caught, what do they say? Well, we've got credible fear, and that puts them in that category. You know, I mean, they need to be coming through the ports of entry, but they're not. So they're causing chaos is what they're doing. Absolutely. And you know what? It's our country, and they are somewhat outsmarting us, and they're getting what they want. And the message down there is to say, just keep coming, just keep coming, just keep coming from Honduras and El Salvador. Now, the American people are fed up. Even Cher said, we can't take those people into our state. We can't even take care of the people that are living here. Well, hello, world.
Cher said that?
Yes.
Cher the singer?
Yes, she did.
Do you believe in life after love, and Governor? Yeah, share something else. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is joining us, Mac and Gatos Political Insider. Governor, you mentioned just a second ago Arizona declaring a state of emergency. I mean, if you were governor now, you wouldn't do that, would you? Or would you, and why?
Yes, I would. I would declare it because it is an emergency.
Statewide, though?
Our federal government has a responsibility, and they need to step up, and they need to do their job, and they need to address this issue.
Yeah, but what do we get?
What do we get out of it?
I get Yuma today saying, hey, we don't have enough places to put these people. We got to declare a state of emergency. We're a border town. I know that thousands of people, over 20,000 people, have been dropped all over Arizona. I get that, too. Right. I just don't know if Arizona, like if Governor Doug Ducey would come out today and say, hey, this is harming us so bad, I've got to declare a state of emergency for the entire state. I don't know if I'd ever see that. I could see these border towns in Arizona all doing it, and Yuma's the first.
I believe that we have a crisis, and I think it's an emergency, and if we have to declare a national emergency to get some kind of response from the federal government, then by goodness, let's do it.
Governor, the president last week said, let's put people in sanctuary cities. I like the idea. I think he went about it terribly, because don't do it to punish Democrats. Republicans and Democrats are both at fault in not solving the immigration problem. And don't make it a punishment for migrants to go to, like, San Francisco. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't get help from other cities around the United States. I don't think Phoenix, Arizona should be the main place where people are dropped by ICE. I don't understand why we couldn't buy them a bus ticket, because that's what we're doing anyway, and putting them in a Chicago or a San Francisco or even a New York City. I just think the president went about it horribly, even though it was a good idea. He went about it with malice, and he was nasty about it. He did it to, you know, try and screw the Democrats. The idea itself, in my opinion, is good and probably would be good for Phoenix, because then we wouldn't have to just pay for it all, and it wouldn't all land on our shoulders.
Well, I mean, it's the sanctuary cities that are really encouraging all this illegal immigration. I mean, and of course, President Trump did it by tweet, so you can't go into depth in a tweet. But I think he had a great plan, and I think that they ought to welcome them to their sanctuary cities. Bottom line is that once that should happen, or like I said earlier with Cher, what do you mean you can't send them over here? You can't send all those people. I mean, you know, they can talk all they want. And the people, you know, in Washington and in Oregon, there you go to great, huge sanctuary cities in Denver, but, and the people in the East Coast, they're not traipsing through and causing chaos and causing us problems when they reach their country. But they're doing it all when they reach ours, our state.
Okay, but both of you just need to calm down.
Talking to me.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So
talking to the governor, too?
Yeah, yeah. Once they hit Yuma.
I'm taking a deep breath.
Okay. Let's do it together, Governor.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
That's great.
Once they hit Yuma,
yes.
Does the federal government have the money to transport them to L.A. or Oregon?
They're already buying them tickets to North Carolina or something like that.
Right, right. But they have to have family there. I can't see the federal government paying them to get on a bus to from Yuma to Chicago or Oregon. And the federal taxpayer or the taxpayer is going to say, why are we providing transportation?
If they've got a family member in Chicago, guess where they're going? Chicago.
Chicago.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
So
but that's
send them there
already.
Anyway.
But that's from Phoenix.
They have a direct path. They have emergency fund dollars that I think that that they can expend now. Whether they need to go through the appropriation process is I don't recall. I don't remember. But certainly if the president declared, you know, a national emergency, somebody would step up. I can't believe that we couldn't get some bipartisanship. They all say that we need our border secure. They say it, but then they don't want to address the issues that would resolve a lot of this and save a lot of these people, a lot of heartbreak and grief. But, you know, what is it, 10% of the people that claim asylum, they don't pass muster. They can't pass the test for credible fear. So they get sent back, right? Mm. So, I mean, it's just everybody is playing a big fat game just to get access into our country and get lost and be not held accountable. And if we don't stand up and get something done really, really quick, I swear, I believe that our country is gone. Why even have the United States of America? Why? If you don't have rules and people don't obey them.
Or you just need better laws, and maybe that's something that, you know,
Washington, D.C. needs
to work on.
But of the laws that are on the books.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, Mack and Gatos Political Insider, every Wednesday. This week, as we run a special series, Arizona's Immigration Crisis.
You all right, Governor?
I'm taking a deep breath, and I'm going to have a drink of water.
Okay, me too, because Mack told us to calm down. All right, thanks, Governor.
Thanks, Mack. Okay, thank you.
All right, see you next week. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. You both needed to calm down.
I forbid you from telling
me to calm
down.
You both were getting off the rails, thinking that we were just going to transport people to wherever.
You done?
Oh, I'm not the one that needs to calm down.
Coming up next, move over Tide Pods. There's a new challenge in town, and it's stupid, and we'll talk about it.
Drive home informed and entertained. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mack and Gatos on KTAR News 92.3 FM.
Well, we got a brand new stupid challenge out there that kids are probably going to get maimed and injured. But to refresh,
how can we forget about the Tide Pod Challenge, which ended with dozens of hospitalizations and thousands of 911 calls after teens purposefully ingested laundry detergent?
Mm-hmm. And then there was something called
the Kiki Challenge, had teens jumping out of a car to dance on the streets to one of Drake's songs.
Yeah, that was awesome. I did that a lot.
Kiki, he loved me. Are you right? Say you never ever leave.
You know, they'd get out, and the car would still be moving. Kiki.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
There's a new challenge.
Yeah, it's not dangerous. In fact, it's even more stupid and insipid than anything else. It's called the Shell On.
What is the Shell On, Kiki?
Well, you eat banana peels, candy wrappers, anything that contains something. So you would.
Anything you shouldn't eat.
Well, yeah, but anything that's on the outside, so like a banana peel, a lemon peel, if you have a bag of, you know, baby carrots, you bite through the packaging of the baby carrots.
The core of apples. Are you ready for this one? Cardboard boxes.
Mm.
I think we should go back to Kiki. Do you love
I think this country is doomed is what I think.
Kiki, do you love me?
At least there's an element, not that I'm saying it's a good idea, at least there's an element of danger in the Kiki Challenge.
Are you saying it's a good idea?
No, I did not. but I do know that this Shell On Challenge is, if that's the best you got, let's stop with all the challenges. They have jumped the shark. Let's not continue this ever again.
I like the one where you burn yourself on the stove.
That was the, what was that, the hot stove challenge?
The Kiki Challenge, maybe?
No, the Kiki Challenge was get out of the car.
Do you love me, Kiki?
Burn yourself? No, that's the Kiki Challenge.
It's the Burn Me Challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is the Tide Pod Challenge the maybe most famous stupid challenge?
Infamous.
Infamous?
Infamous. That people were seriously hurt or died from it.
Kiki, do you love me?
I might jump out of my seat and start dancing.
That's fine. You're not in a moving vehicle. Yeah. So that's fine. Go ahead there, Roscoe.
And they would just, some of them get hit by their own car.
Right.
Idiots.
Duh.
Duh. Okay, so the Tide Pod Challenge, move over. It's called the Shell Challenge.
Dumb.
And teenagers are eating banana peels, candy wrappers, cardboard boxes, and cores of apples.
The funniest Shell Challenge so far is someone biting into a lemon peel and the lemon juice squirts in their eye.
Oh. All right, coming up next, Becky Lynn's got the news. When we come back, we're opening up the phones for ladies only.
Yeah, Kiki, do you love me?
I'm only allowed to say that.
I think Drake has the copyright on every...
Ladies only.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to call us if your man has a beard.
Yeah, he's got to have a beard, yeah.
Yeah, 277-5827. We're not going to tell you why you're calling in, but you're going to want to know what we've discovered mm-hmm. about beards, okay? 277-5827. Ladies only, call us if your man has a beard
Kiki,
next.
Do you love me?
Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right. Call us if you're a woman and your man has a beard. Doesn't matter whether it's short, doesn't matter whether it's long, just does he have facial hair? 602-277-5827.
We have discovered in a new study
mm-hmm.
that a bearded man can harbor more germs in his facial hair than a dog carries in its fur.
Yeah, this study was conducted. It sampled beards of 18 men and the necks of 30 canines
mm-hmm.
of different breeds and found significantly higher bacterial loads in specimens taken from the men's beards compared to the dog's fur.
Ladies, now that you know this, join us on the show. We have a question for you, 277-KTAR, since your man has a beard.
All right, Kat, you're in Gilbert. Your man has a beard.
He does.
You shaving that thing tonight?
No way.
But it's...
The disease? What about the germs?
There's a plague inside of the beard.
Not so much a plague. He has really fancy beard shampoo and beard conditioner, and he keeps it really clean, so I'm not worried about it.
All right, so you feel that beard is clean?
I do.
Okay.
Beard shampoo?
Yes, beard shampoo.
Would you eat off of that beard?
Eat off of it? I don't know about that.
Okay, that's a fair question.
Yeah. Beard shampoo.
Hey, I give that guy credit. That is a clean beard. He doesn't have nearly as much crap in there as all these other guys.
All right, Kim, you're in Phoenix. Your man has a beard.
Yes, he does.
You ever pull anything weird out of that beard?
That he had no clue?
Yeah, like a sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Well, like cat hair and,
glass eye.
Little piece of fuzz.
Glass eye.
Yeah, but no bugs or anything like that.
Okay.
Oh, no iPhone?
No.
No, not yet.
Don't some guys, if they're hungry, they hide like a little sandwich inside their beard?
Well, he used to hide snacks when it was longer, but now he keeps it pretty short.
See, I know. Yeah. All right, so are you going to make him shave after you've figured out all this, this gross stuff is in beards, this new study?
Well, you know what? I did, now that I had a chance to hear what you were asking, I was thinking about it because mm-hmm. I thought, well, that's pretty gross. But I've seen him without it before, and I think I'll just take my chances. He needs to keep the beard.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah, he looks a lot better with it.
Wow.
It hides his face.
It hides that scar, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right.
Yikes. Keep the beard. I'll take my chances on the disease.
602-277-KTAR. This is ladies only. We want you to call us if your man has a beard. A new study says men carry more germs in their beards than dogs carry in their fur. So we want to know if you'd make your man shave that thing. It's a very disturbing revelation.
All right, Hathaway. Is this Anne Hathaway in Mesa?
No, Berdine Hathaway in Mesa.
Oh, okay, Berdine.
By the way, Anne Hathaway, I heard it was is a terrible.
Anne's her sister.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
It's
three different voices.
That's the guy with the beard.
Oh, put the guy with the beard on. Put the guy with the beard on for a second.
He's on. Ho, okay. Ho, ho.
He's a professional Santa.
Really?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay.
I've not seen a clean face on him in 25 years. However, okay. I'm telling you, it is clean beard. I've never found gunk in his beard or any sign of bad stuff, ever.
Ever?
Ever. And there's no rug burn.
I don't really get that one.
Not really.
Becky Lynn, anything on that?
Not really sure.
I don't know.
I'm thinking, like, if she kisses him, she's not getting a burn on her chin. That's what I'm guessing.
Is that it?
Maybe he's a carpet installer. I don't know.
I don't think that's it.
Although you don't need
your face, though.
Don't need your face to install carpeting.
I don't get it. Rug burn. That's interesting. All right, ladies only, 277-KTAR. Hmm. Would you make your man shave his beard now that you know that, well, his beard is dirtier than the back of a dog?
Wait, I said that weird. I didn't mean it like that.
I didn't mean the back end. I meant the top where you pat the dog. I didn't mean the back end of the dog. I meant the top of the dog.
Mary,
because that's really the dog's back, right?
It's the neck.
No, below the neck.
Now,
below the neck, but above the tail.
Mary, you're in Scottsdale. Your man has a beard.
Yeah.
Does he need it to install a carpet? What? I don't understand that.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes. Does your man have a beard?
He does.
Are you going to make him shave it now that you know how gross it is?
Absolutely not.
Why? Why won't the women say, hey,
it
listen.
It hides the scar.
There's no scar, is there?
It hides no scars. It's just super sexy, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Hmm. What man out there, celebrity, has a sexy, like, mustache beard?
Yeah, what does your husband look like? Does he resemble some celebrity?
Tom Selleck?
He looks like a Viking.
Oh, really?
A Viking?
Yeah.
He's got the long hair?
Beard. Not the long hair. He's got red hair and a red beard, and he's tall, and yep.
He's very Nordic looking.
For the world. Very Nordic looking.
Does he like to pillage other people's places?
All right.
Does he go through the neighborhood just sacking everything?
All right.
Does he have like a Viking name?
You know who's got a cool beard is Captain America. Yeah. He's got a cool beard.
Captain America doesn't have a beard?
Oh, man. You need to go to see a movie once in a while, dude. Come on.
I've never seen a beard on Captain America. You talking about before he's Captain America?
I'm talking about in the last couple Captain America movies.
He has the helmet. He's got the shield.
He's got a beard.
And he's got a beard.
You got that right, Junior.
Well, that's just not up to code.
Well, I'm sorry.
What if he's in a fire? The mask won't fit his face right with a beard.
Thanks, ladies, for all the calls on your man having a beard and the study saying that men carry more germs in their beards than dogs carry in their fur.
In their fur, not their back end.
Got it. Coming up next, Yuma has declared a state of emergency due to the influx of Central Americans. Our own Chad Benson was there yesterday. He witnessed firsthand why the mayor made this decision. He joins us next.
Mac and Gatos, a KTAR News special series, Arizona's immigration crisis.
All this week, we are taking you to the border. We are examining all angles as Arizona has an immigration crisis. Today, we talked to Chad Benson. He does a show after us, 6 to 8, right here on KTAR News. Yesterday, he was on the border in Yuma.
Yeah, and our first question for him was this. So who are you hanging out with on this trip, first of all?
We had several congressmen, Andy Biggs.
Arizona.
Yeah, we had Gates from Florida. We had, Dusty Johnson from the Dakotas. We had Duffy and a few other people. The congresspeople were there and tons of Border Patrol, the union members. And they took us out and about on several occasions, including after dark. And that's where the action happened.
Did you yell at these losers who are in Congress, honestly, and say, you guys, I don't even know why you're here. You obviously don't care. You're obviously not going to do anything about it. Isn't this just a waste of time?
Yeah, I did.
Did you really?
I told them. I said, look, guys, it really doesn't matter. Everybody in America on both sides of the aisle politically have lost our faith in what you guys can do there. And we both know that nothing's going to get solved. And in fact, they argued amongst themselves. They could not come to, as they were talking about stuff.
They're all Republicans?
Yeah, all Republicans. Biggs and I think it was Johnson from the Dakotas. They were arguing amongst themselves because, like, why did you bring us here if we can't solve this problem? Because Biggs was like, we can't solve this problem. It can't get done. But the way that that politics is going to be done in the future is outrage your opponents, get as many House seats and Senate seats, mm-hmm. and that's how you're going to get stuff done, because you're never going to get bipartisan anymore ever
again. Wow.
But even if you get a majority, they still don't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a majority of Republicans sitting in the House and Senate right now, or the Senate, at least, before this midterm election, and nothing was done then.
Because you have to get, you not only have to get a majority, you have to get a majority, you have to get 60 in the Senate. You can't have 51, you have to get 60 in the Senate. It has to be, we can pass this without any hesitation whatsoever.
But if they're already arguing amongst themselves as Republicans, nothing or a watered down version is going to get done.
No.
Chad Benson is with us. He toured the border yesterday in Yuma. Okay.
He so made Congressman weep.
Good.
I did.
Good. Other than the losers that he was hanging out with, what was the most surprising thing for you during your visit? What made you angry? What were you surprised at yesterday?
I think the most surprising thing was the fix that's out there that's available as far as the Border Patrol says. I said, what's the fix for you guys? He said, and I asked seven of them, and they all said the exact same thing at different times. Fix the asylum law. This fixes 85% of what's going on right now.
Really? Oh.
Fix the asylum law.
85%?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So how do you what would that even look like if it were to fix 85%? People wouldn't be dropped here by buses?
You can't be, because I'll tell you why. Because if you fix the asylum law like they have it in other countries, you're coming from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and you're into Mexico, you can't come here and apply for asylum. You apply for asylum in the first country, which would be Mexico.
Right.
And then until you get granted asylum, you have to stay there. We don't do it that way.
Ah.
We let you come here, and then we turn you loose. And the other thing that was so surprising, when we turn them loose, we ask them where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And we make sure they get there. And that includes by plane. And they were showing me pictures of people who are boarding planes who do not have IDs, and we are flying them to places across the country. Mm. I can't buy Sudafed without an ID.
Right.
And these people can get on airplanes.
Right.
That was very interesting. And then the humanitarian side. I'm out there last night, and it felt odd because a group of about 45, I think they were Guatemalans, were up there. And they walked over and they surrendered. Here we go. Take us in, please.
You saw this?
Yep. And they all got in line. I've got pictures on Twitter and stuff. They got in line. They all sat down. They knew exactly what they were going to do. And they were mothers and kids and a few older people. And then they were going to be released probably in the next 48 hours out into, you know, America, and away they go. But it's tough because when you see a little child holding a bear, that kid's done nothing wrong. And
yeah,
that's the humanitarian side. At the same time, we've got a broken system and it's not fair to a lot of other people. Some people are waiting 25 years to have a chance to get into this country.
Right.
And they do it right. And
right,
these people jump in front.
All right, that was Chad Benson. We talked to him a little earlier today. He toured the border yesterday near Yuma.
With lawmakers.
With lawmakers.
Yikes.
Well,
and they got into arguments.
I'm glad Chad said something to him.
Absolutely.
I mean, these guys are, that's what I call it, total losers. They're total zeros. One thing that Chad said also that I thought was pretty interesting is that when the smugglers get the people to the border,
yeah,
the Border Patrol goes and gets the people.
Right.
And then the smugglers sneak the drugs in somewhere else,
yeah,
while the Border Patrol is dealing with the
That's
people.
Diabolical.
All right, coming up next, the Big Four at 4. Yep, we've got 4 big blockbuster stories. What is the impact of almost 24,000 Central Americans being dropped all off around our state? It's something we're going to discuss in the Big Four at 4 coming up.